Yeah, that one goes out to Wilbur Allen. He's got a camera and he knows how to use it. So check out his site, ufodc.com. You know, Mark Dice is very, very good at what he does. And he is, I'm going to nominate him for a CAYA award. That's Cosmic Agitator of the Year award, because he's really very good at what he does. I first got on to his work by watching the amazing things that he got people to sign, petitions to go along with the infanticide, where the parents can relieve themselves of the burden of the children up to age 3, and stuff like, well, we want to support the police state, we want to put in a more a more Nazi style police state, and we just would like your support in the funding for this. And these people are signing up, and sometimes they'll say, just give me a birthday there too, and they're signing, put their name down there with their birthday. It's just insane. So it's obvious to me. Now, I've had people, even close friends, say, "You can't deny that there's global warming. You can't deny it." I'm like, "Ch-ch-ch, don't talk to me that way, because I'm in way better shape than you are. Just be glad that I like it." Did you know snow hit Cairo? Snow hit Cairo, the first in 100 years. And did you know that Israel is seeing snow? Snow, okay? We spoke about this together several weeks ago. The sunspot activity and sun activity in general is at a century low. Mighty storm dumped snow on Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and Ramallah. Earth was warmer in Roman and medieval times. You see? So it's just strange. But I will say this. Here's a cutesy segue. It's not really global warming anymore. It's like, we can't call it that anymore. We have to call it climate change. Yeah. Well, that's what you can call weather. You can call weather climate change. It's just stupid. Anyway, I would submit to you that I agree with some of the stuff being floated out on the internet, that we're not in a period of global warming. We're in a period of global weirding. Global weirding. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The behavior of some of the people that we share the planet with is absolutely totally stupid. Walmart, which is being referred to in some circles as Brawl Mart, employee was arrested for shooting a coworker over Employee of the Month award. I mean, I'm not laughing because the Employee of the Month was punctured. But just, I mean, have you can laugh or you can cry about it. Let's see, what else we got? We have boy arrested for punching grandma after she refused to buy toy. 13-year-old arrested for carjacking 78-year-old. Teen arrested for beating and sexually assaulting elderly nun behind a church. Something about the president plans a 17-day holiday vacation in Hawaii. That's kind of nice. Plants will not grow near Wi-Fi routers. Heavy online use can cause anxiety. Extent of Snowden's leaks eludes feds. Cataclysmic. Right? And then, of course, the guy that was making up the sign language at Mandela's funeral and memorial was making it all up, and he actually was facing murder charges, which I thought was kind of interesting. Tunnels along border, significant and growing threat. Meanwhile, big city mayors plan immigration push. Illegals threaten hospital finances in Connecticut. Simultaneously, border agents seize millions of dollars worth of pot. But here's kind of a big one. China has banned shellfish imports from U.S. West Coast. If you look at ENE News, weird things happening in California coast. Previously unknown toxic algae blooms proliferating. Unprecedented mass of oxygen-poor water near shore. Mystery strandings of large squid covered miles and experts baffled, essentially killing themselves. It's just really weird, is what that article says. Berkeley official requests health department inform public of elevated risks from Fukushima contamination. Council to vote on plan next week. No one's monitoring radiation levels on the West Coast. Government is not doing its job. That's the assertion in that article. But it really gets even worse. Fukushima evacuee. We're human guinea pigs in an experiment. We'll never forgive government or TEPCO. U.S. attorney says it's up to the American people to make them pay. Japan is threatening to put people who speak out in concentration camps. Marine biologist says all the sea stars along west coast of North America could be wiped out. Some developing bald spots. Others look completely healthy, except, well, their guts are coming out. You see their guts and everything. I mean, ridiculous. Dead sea creatures covered 98% of seafloor last year, about 150 miles off California coast. Unprecedented. Had been below 1% prior to events. So you see, it really is global weirding. All right. Mark Dice not only is really good at getting people to reveal how they're not paying attention, but he's also quite a writer. His books, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Yeah. The Illuminati is another one. Facts and Fiction. And what we're going to talk about tonight is Illuminati in the music industry. Mark Dice. His website is markdice.com, and he will join us next on Coast to Coast AM. Mark Dice is a media analyst, political activist, and author who, in an entertaining and educational way, gets people to question our celebrity-obsessed culture and the role the mainstream media, yeah, them again, and elite secret societies, them again, play in shaping our lives. And they do. Mark frequently stirs up controversy from his commentaries, protests, and boycotts. He's repeatedly been featured in major media outlets around the world, from the old Drudge Report to TMZ. He's been featured on the History Channel's Decoded Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, the Sundance Channel's Love, Lust, Secret Societies, and more. He enjoys enlightening zombies, as he calls them, about the mass media's effect on our culture, pointing out Big Brother's prying eyes and exposing elite secret societies, along with corrupt politicians and their agendas. So, as you may surmise, it's a full-time job. Welcome back to the program, Mark. You haven't been on here since, well, September.
Hey, thanks for having me back. And this is such an important topic. I'm glad that we have the whole show to talk about it, because we're talking about the mainstream media's one of their most powerful weapons, and that is celebrities. And many people now are learning and finding this Illuminati rabbit hole and trying to separate the facts from the fiction, so we can get into that today with these Illuminati idols that have infested pop music. And we're not talking about your 1980s heavy metal band, Satanism. We're talking about some very deep esoteric symbols, some very powerful modes of mind control that are being used so that the culture is shaped to mimic these celebrity pseudo gods and literally being led like marionettes down the path of destruction.
Yeah, they really are. I had a book a long time ago. It was actually the screenplay to Easy Rider. And Peter Fonda, who I actually had the pleasure to meet one time, I brought this up to him. He goes, "Oh, yeah, you really have that book?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I still have it, Peter." And he said in there, and it was swirling around the big pot controversy, because, you know, pot, even though it'd been around since forever, and yeah, people in the 20s and 30s were smoking, especially the artsy types, the musicians and so forth. It's not a big deal. Everybody knew about it. Even Mitchum got in trouble for it one time. Robert Mitchum, the famous actor. He made a statement in there that he said, "I smoke a joint and 1,000 little men say, what am I missing?" And what a prophetic statement. And you just put it in a much more eloquent way with a little bit more detail.
Well, that's why we have celebrities paid millions of dollars to drink high fructose corn syrup flavored water and cavity in a can. And it works. It's incredible how it encourages people to go and buy, flavored water. I mean, whatever it is. We have celebrities pitching credit cards. They have so much power because the media builds them up, literally to make them appear to be as immortal gods. And that's why we have a lot of conspiracy theories about celebrities when they die or when they get killed in an accident. People just can't come to grips with the fact that these celebrities are human beings and that they die normal deaths. But we have celebrities used not only to pitch products, but to shape our culture. Jay-Z, as many people know, was out pitching for Obama. Jay-Z, one of the most powerful, popular rap stars, cover of Time magazine as one of the most powerful men in the entertainment industry, friends with Obama, campaigning for Obama. his hype man on stage introducing him, and we could take a look at what Jay-Z is as a person, as an artist. What message is he promoting? What is his philosophy? And it is of Satanism. And I call these people Satanists, and they're Illuminati idols spreading their satanic sewage all over this planet. And it becomes evident when somebody like Miley Virus, as I would like people to call her, is considered one of the top or the top artist of the year. This demonic dirtbag teaching little girls to do stripper moves, pop ecstasy, and snort cocaine. That's what she's singing about in her music. Popping ecstasy, dancing with Molly. It's all coded so that some of the parents don't understand it. And that's where people like me come in, to educate these people about what it is that these pieces of garbage are preaching to their children. This is what the Illuminati, the ruling elite, the superclass, these are the people who they want our children to mimic. Because if the people are out of the way, then the government can do whatever they want. People are, as you were talking about earlier in the show, the culture has become so rotten. People have no moral compass, and the system, the establishment, loves that. They've done this so that they can rule without anybody getting in their way. And nobody can wrap their mind, or a few people can wrap their mind around what's going on in Washington, D.C., or really care, largely because these celebrities are pimped out, really, by this media, and that's what people focus on. And so I take their message, dissect it, show people what it is that these people are really doing. And that's why I really appreciate you having me on tonight.
Mark, I'll tell you what. You know, you and I can both get pretty radical. You have I do 99.999% of all of my business and communication with other human beings over a phone. So I can read people pretty well without seeing them. And you and I share a little bit of edginess. So, you know, as much as I would like to do a real smackdown on stuff that I am absolutely inside my mind and heart, I am convinced that people really do get off, or some people really do get off on watching the world burn, as Michael Caine said in Batman, some men just want to watch the world burn, you know? And they really do enjoy destroying human beings, controlling human beings, and so forth. But you know, when I pop off and say something, this is just a news report that the Colorado school gunman was a, quote, very opinionated socialist, wanted more economic equality, targeted librarian, stuff like that. The next thing that happens is a waterfall of complaints from the so-called liberally minded, you know, claiming that I'm just this right-wing crazy who's just, you know, trying to, reveal the agenda. So here's the thing. Let us, you and I, conspire without compromising our individual styles. Why don't we put together a conspiracy of our own and persuade people to take a look at what's being done to them? I mean, I would submit to you it is possible that some people actually don't like themselves. They don't. And they're obsessed with their own destruction, and maybe it's a, well, we'll just all go together in as heinous a method as possible, just because they despise the human race, they despise themselves, and some of these people are quite influential. So let us persuade tonight some people to just chill out for a second and just look at the evidence. And then, if you want to go ahead and embrace, if you want to reject what you say, you want to reject what I say, okay, but at least we can be assured that we maybe even try to cajole a little bit and get them to just listen for a second, because these things are really happening. It's not all about selling a book or even selling a radio program. It's really about bringing truth to light and revealing the fact that a lot of people are being taken for a very, very dangerous ride, and at the end of the ride, you crash. Go ahead. I'll stop now.
Yeah, and people who deny that this is just people will say, oh, this is just entertainment. Musicians are just entertainment. It's not. You can clearly look at the studies. You could clearly see that people mimic the style, the dress, the language of their favorite celebrities. And when you look at who the favorite celebrities are and who these top people are promoted in the mainstream, They're promoting pure evil, pure materialism, just sexual debauchery, drug use, drug abuse. They're promoting the very worst aspects of society, and it has become the cool thing. And so we'll show some examples of this later on as we go on. But, you know, I think the reason we're here is because we're concerned about this country. We're concerned about the culture before it is too late. And I think that's why we have a huge grassroots movement. People are seeing this. People are having a backlash against these, what I call Illuminati icons, these Kim Kardashians, these just phony, inflated celebrities that are rolled out to be worshipped to promote what? Shopping, drug abuse, the very most destructive aspects of society. And they're all on the morning shows. They're on all of the talk shows. Everybody thinks they're all the greatest thing. And when you look at the mechanisms of power, you start to see why it is that this is happening. I mean, we have someone like Jay-Z, friends with Obama, worshipped by the mentally enslaved mainstream media watching morons, as I call them. But the messages in his music is nothing but the worst of the worst. He's an Aleister Crowley fan. You know, people say, oh, what proof do you have that Jay-Z is into all this? Well, you know, he has an Aleister Crowley sweatshirt. There's a very famous photo going around. It's real. It's a still shot from a behind-the-scenes video shoot of one of his proteges, Rihanna, we can get into later, where he's wearing an Aleister Crowley shirt. Crowley, you know, this is one of the most infamous Satanists of the 20th century, who wrote instructions on how to sacrifice children to Satan to get magic power. And this is the philosophy that people like Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Kesha, these top artists are promoting. And they're literally promoting Aleister Crowley. Promoting
sort of sounds like Kanye West got pulled into it too, and has some regrets about that. But anyway, I interrupt you. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, I mean, we have artists like Kesha, you know, posting satanic upside-down pentagrams on her Facebook page to her 25 million fans, collecting baby teeth from her many preteen fans of hers, asking them to send in their baby teeth, and a thousand of them did, and she made it into a bra and a headdress, and she says it's her favorite item. She says that she has had sex with a ghost, with a demon. This is what is considered cool in the mainstream. And Aleister Crowley, who these people idolize and promote, you know, he wrote, I'll just quote you right here, "Compassion is the vice of kings." This is such his great loving philosophy. "Stamp down the weak and the wretched. This is the law of the strong. Worship me with fire and blood. Worship me with swords and spears is the command." That's Aleister Crowley's book, one of which, the Book of the Law, again, which where we get his credo, "Do what thou wilt," which means do whatever you want. Just screw everybody else. Don't think about the consequences. We have a more modernized version of this as YOLO, you only live once, which is being promoted by Drake, another one of these Illuminati icons who has latched on to this symbolism, and they have wrapped themselves in this Illuminati symbolism to pose as Illuminati members or insiders themselves, because the masses see that as cool. So that now they are not only just aspiring to become like their favorite pop star, but their favorite pop stars are supposedly, you know, part of this insider Illuminati mafia. And while people like me and you and much of this audience are trying to show people the disastrous effects of this, much of the population sees these people as good and see us as the weirdos.
Yep. Let's take a little break here. We got a few of them. Mark Dice is with us. It seems sometimes one must ask, doesn't anybody know what's right? Yes, they do, but it's interesting. A lot of people get pulled into things that they think are cool, and it's fashionable, and it's iconoclastic. It goes against the grain and so forth. And before you know it, and certainly before they know it, they're pulled into something much, much more than amusement. This initiative has entertained them. It now holds them within itself. And they begin to manifest they begin to manifest these things that were amusing to them in their actual reality. And this is it's almost like a spy who bumps himself on the head and winds up believing his cover, as I saw in a motion picture recently. I won't give it away just in case you happen upon it. No point in blowing it for you, right? On the coasttocoastam.com website, NSA has capacity for decoding private conversations. I told you about that a week ago. Sorry about that, but it's true. Are you left-brained or right-brained or just plain brained? Beneath Yellowstone, a volcano that could wipe out the whole U.S. That's from the New York Post. And could you humans live to 500 years old? Well, why not? Seems like there's a story about a fellow named Methuselah who lived to be 900 years old. But then again, that's just a fairy tale, right? This is Coast to Coast AM, right back with Mark Dice. Hang on. All right, Mark, let's take about the numbers. Who is, or what is, in your opinion, the Illuminati? Now, I've heard it's everything from, it's 33rd degree Freemason and higher. I've heard, it's a secret cabal, mostly living in really expensive mansions built inside of mountains somewhere in Europe, where they hang out with the Rothschilds, you know, every weekend. I mean, who and what is the Illuminati, according to Mark Dice?
It's the modern ruling elite. It's the, not the 1%, it's the really the 0.00001%. It's an extension of the ancient mystery schools, the ancient Egyptian and Greek mystery schools, the priest class, where the inner circle of the ruling elite, the priests, the kings, had the knowledge, and they would keep that to themselves, keep everybody dumbed down. And we have a clear line through history from Egypt through these various organizations, the Knights Templar, the Gnostics, the Jesuits. Adam Weishaupt founded the what we call the Illuminati in 1776 in Bavaria, that's a state in Germany, and sort of modernized the idea of this secret society that controls everything, every aspect of power and influence in society. And you know, many people don't even know that the writings of this Bavarian Illuminati were discovered, were published. You can still get them. It's fascinating to read through them because they had plans back then, over 200 years ago, to secretly, covertly take over. Back then, the only media was printing houses and bookstores and reading societies, but that was how they were able to set the agenda, to take over the banks, to frame and blackmail people. And so we have a clear line of the same rules, the same rituals, the same symbols, the same goals from that Illuminati through today, through the Skull and Bones Society. So essentially, you know, some people say it's the, like you said, it's the 33rd degree Mason. Some people say it's the Bilderberg Group. It's essentially, it's the intersecting point of various Illuminati front groups, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the CIA, all coming together at the very top of this pyramid so that they have men in positions of power and who own the infrastructure and the banking system, so that they run the media, they run the banking industry, they run both political parties. They are a modern day mafia. It's the Illuminati mafia, essentially. And that's it in summation.
All right.
But we have, I mean, in terms of, you know, of the Illuminati in the music industry, you know, we've seen this rash of the last 5-6 years of pop stars wrapping themselves in this Illuminati symbolism, using their all-seeing eye symbolism, adopting symbols from the Bohemian Grove, for example, which is an Illuminati organization where they have a, you know, human sacrifice in effigy every summer, where, you know, 1,000 of the most powerful men meet up there in Northern California to have their secret little talks and, you know, just have a little fun burning a human effigy in front of a big 40-foot-tall demon cement statue. That's what the Illuminati does, because they are Satanists. They're modern-day social Darwinistic, you know, Luciferians. There's a couple different terms that people use to describe these people. They are satanic. They're Luciferian. And so we have now these Illuminati idols from Kesha to Rihanna, even to seemingly innocent people like Christina Aguilera, now posing as Illuminati connected people themselves, pimping out these symbols, promoting these symbols as cool, promoting the idea of this organization, the Illuminati, as good. It's cool. The people want to be a part of that. And they're doing everything they can, like I said, to destroy the moral fabric of society, to fractionalize people's knowledge. People are getting so stupid these days that literally their minds are not retaining information because they simply don't want to, because they just believe that they have access to it through their smartphone or through the internet. So they literally are not retaining information. And that's why society, the dumbing down of society is happening. And that's why you could see to my YouTube videos where I just ask people to sign these ridiculous petitions for the dumbest things, the most tyrannical ideas, and they just do it because their minds have become mush and fractionalized, and they're worshiping, you know, people like Kesha, who goes on the Today Show wearing an upside down crucifix, a, you know, satanic symbol, on live on the Today Show, you know, singing about dying young, and in her music video having an orgy in a church with pentacles and Illuminati symbols all over, and marketing that as cool. Christina Aguilera, you know, a seemingly family-friendly girl, even got sucked into this in one of her music videos. She was literally took a Molotov cocktail and firebombed a church after her and her girlfriends were having an orgy and dancing in it, and there was other Illuminati symbolism in it. She's having this just bisexual orgy in this church and then firebombs it. And that's considered acceptable and cool, and, you know, it's okay to attack it and do everything you can to try to smear Christianity in the mainstream media, because it's such a threat to this system when people have a moral compass and a family value structure. And so we have, you know, back to Jay-Z, this guy, friends with Obama, pimping out Obama, has a gold-covered human skull worth $34,000 given to him by his protege, Kanye West. Kanye Pest, as I like to call him, who's engaged to Kim Kardashian, one of the biggest antichrists of entertainment. This is a talentless piece of trash that is marketed as the coolest thing in the world. Jay-Z has this skull. Why would he have a human skull, a replica gold skull? It's for their chamber of reflection, as these occultists have, where they don't believe in an afterlife, and so this skull reminds them of their impending death so that they can achieve all that they can here and now on this planet. His name, and not only Jay-Z, it goes by his nickname, Hove. It's a spinoff of Jehovah, the Latin name for God. He thinks that he is a God. Kanye West has a song called I Am a God, and he's just out there declaring it. And his behavior, if you're the audience is familiar with him, I know you've seen some of his just ridiculous antics, John. His ego has become so inflated because these occult philosophies teach people that they are God. It's one of the biggest secrets of these secret societies. They say that, you know, oh, you're God. You could become God. Satan is good. Satan taught you how to become God. That's their big MO, and that's why you see these Illuminati idols promoting Satanism and wrapping themselves in Bohemian Grove symbols, other occult Illuminati symbols, as they are literally programming the minds of the public to think that this is cool. Satanism is cool. Christianity is bad. That is what we're seeing in society today.
Yeah, and well, we are. Look, it's natural for, I mean, anybody who's raised any children at all will tell you that you don't, the parents don't know anything, particularly between ages 18 and about 23. Or as Mark Twain put it, you know, when he came back, he was amazed how much his father had learned, you know, how much smarter he was. So, I mean, it's natural for youth to be rebellious. But it seems to me that it's one thing if you want to be kind of naughty, but there appear to be mechanisms put in place now that naughty's not good enough. We go all the way to nasty and then completely disgusting. I mean, seriously, I like to use this analogy. It's like when the judge said to Curly, he's asking you if you'll swear, and Curly cut him off and said, no, but I know all the words. It's like nobody that I know of, and certainly not myself, is lily white and has just led this, continuously righteous life, never made any mistakes, never did any sinning, never sowed the wild oats, never acted out. The thing about it is at some point, you have to ask yourself a question, risk versus reward for one, and then the other is, say, doesn't this seem a lot more intense than the stuff we were being rebellious about and with back in the day? I mean, this is all the way to, this is just all the way to crazy. I mean, what about this, somebody stabbed somebody? I've got a note here. I wanted to ask you about it. A fifth grader claimed Illuminati membership and stabbed a classmate.
Yeah, because a fifth grader in California stood up and, announced that she was in the Illuminati and she wanted to sell her soul to the devil and kill everybody. This was reported on ABC News on their local affiliate, KXTV, that the Satan-obsessed student grabbed a pair of scissors and tried cutting herself and then tried to stab another student. How does a fifth grader come to want to become a part of the Illuminati and want to become a part of Satanism? Well, my answer to that is it probably was listening to somebody like Kesha or Rihanna, who in her music video Rockstar can be seen dancing with devil horns, a Baphomet satanic headdress, literally dancing inside of a circle painted on the floor with occult symbols. It'd be a little bit too hardcore for them to put a satanic pentagram, underneath her, but it's close enough. That's what they're indicating. So that's what happens like this. We have another aspiring rapper last year, just a day after Christmas, a 27-year-old in Virginia was arrested after shooting his friend, trying to kill him as an Illuminati sacrifice. This is literally what he told the police. Believing that would get the attention of the Illuminati, and then he would be rewarded with a rap contract to make him famous, like Jay-Z and Kanye West. Now, this guy said, you are my Illuminati sacrifice. His friend reports that this is what happened. He was arrested, charged, sentenced. And that's what happens, I guess, when people listen to people like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, one of his music videos has women locked up in cages and then bathing in blood. That's just a little bit more beyond just being rebellious and rebelling against the system or sowing your wild oats. This is just pure demonic. There's a scene in the music video. The song is called Love Me, where he says that women love him like Satan. He's flashing devil horns on him. I guess the effect, when fifth graders and people in their 20s try to kill people to become part of the satanic cult, thinking that it's going to reward them with power, when you have dirtbags like Lil Wayne and Drake and, Rick Ross, these other guys promoting this as cool. And for the people that say it's just entertainment, it doesn't affect everybody, of course not, but it does shape the culture. It is a tool that teaches people. And for those who say that the media doesn't teach them, that it doesn't have any effects, well, then why do we have the Live Aid concerts? If these songs about social injustice are just entertainment, if they don't inspire people to think differently, to act differently, then why do we have these benefit concerts? It's such a hypocritical stance for people in the media to say that this is just entertainment. It is a tool for teaching and classically conditioning the people who inundate themselves with this kind of material.
You know,
all you need to do is listen to some of the lyrics from some of these people. Jay-Z has a song where he's rapping about raping women and children in the song called Monster. Is that the kind of piss that you want pouring into your mind? His new album is called Magna Carta Holy Grail. He's got a song titled Heaven, where he actually name drops the Illuminati, denying that he is a part of it, yet throwing up the symbols and wrapping himself in the Illuminati flag. It's people like these who are poisoning our airwaves and the minds of the masses.
What I want to know is, how is it that fellas like you and others, and to a much lesser degree myself, I'm not sure it's to a lesser degree, how is it that you wind up being vilified over bringing this to the attention of the people?
It's because the truth is a threat to the system. I mean, and if you look at history, I mean, you probably, you know this, much of the audience knows this, people like Martin Luther King, people who are a threat to the establishment's stranglehold on power are often vilified because simply from speaking the truth, that can disrupt and upset their power structure. And I get called a racist all the time because I expose these hip hop artists. The vast majority of artists in the music world who are Illuminati posers or Illuminati puppets, willing Illuminati servants, happen to be in rap and hip hop, which happen to be overwhelmingly black. And these people just knee-jerk reaction. You're a racist because you don't like Jay-Z. You're a racist because you don't like Lil Wayne. It's completely either just ignoring or forgetting that I've, you know, equally exposed people like Kesha, who happens to be white, Madonna, Christina Aguilera, Katy Perry, who's, you know, said that she sold her soul to the devil after her gospel career failed. Katy Perry, one of the most popular, you know, stars in the music world, attempted a gospel career a couple, you know, years before she became an Illuminati idol. It didn't take off, and so she said she, you know, sold her soul to the devil, and then came out with her number one hit, basking her in the limelight back in, I think, 2008, I Kissed a Girl, just promoting, you know, bisexuality to the young little girls. And she is the very epitome of this entertainment system. But that's why I think we get vilified, because the truth is dangerous. It upsets the power structure, and it's happened throughout history. I think there's a Chinese saying that says that the nail that stands up gets pounded down. And that's essentially what it is that's happening. But you know what? I just let it roll off, and it's, I like being attacked. I like being hated. It's very exciting for me. And most of the people that attack me just end up introducing me to more people, and those people just become fans and see what's going on anyway. So it's interesting how the universe works. You know, I think there's a saying in the Bible that says, whatever the enemy brings forth against you as a stumbling stone will be a stepping stone for you and a stumbling stone for them.
I suppose if it were not a threat, if you were not a threat, if the information was not a threat, I guess it would just be laughed off and ignored and not really countered with so much vitriol, shall we say. Mark Dice is our guest tonight. It is your latest book, Illuminati in the Music Industry. MarkDice.com is his website. We'll be right back. Get yourself a cup of tea and return to the bridge shortly. This is Coast to Coast AM.